This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Ryan Famuliner. Flights between Columbia and Orlando took off for the first time yesterday. According to Columbia Mayor Bob McDavid, with the addition of the new flight, the Columbia Regional Airport is well on its way of achieving his goal of 40% market share of mid-Missouri travelers, despite the recent announcement that Delta Airlines would be ending service out of Columbia. Mayor McDavid says while the airport would like to add additional cities to its list of offerings, his goal right now is to support the airlines currently flying out of Columbia.
This is a use-it or lose-it proposition. We have to make sure that American and Frontier are happy so that they, in fact, extend service.
Andrea Toller is a director of sales for Frontier Airlines, who attended a ceremony at the airport yesterday. She says while she's not involved in planning and strategy, she believes the next city the airline probably would expand service to is Denver.
I would guess we'll watch the Orlando service for another 2 or 3 months, and we'll probably take a look to see, depending on what the passenger numbers and the demand is, we may look and see if additional flights per week are warranted, and from there we might look at expansion.
Frontier Airlines will now offer twice weekly flights to Orlando on Tuesdays and Saturdays. A St. Louis man has filed suit over secret military-sponsored chemical testing in St. Louis during the Cold War. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports Benjamin Phillips is the sole plaintiff in the suit filed in a St. Louis circuit court, though his attorney is seeking to turn it into a class-action lawsuit. Government contractors in the 1950s and 1960s sprayed zinc cadmium sulfide from the backs of station wagons from atop low-income housing projects and at other locations. The government conceded in 1994 that the spraying was part of a biological weapons program. The spraying received renewed interest earlier this fall after publicity about research by Lisa Martino-Taylor, a St. Louis professor. Missouri's Department of Conservation says hunters took nearly 205,000 deer during November's 11-day firearm season. That's the highest number in 4 years and 7.7% higher than last year. Today's report says the figures bear out earlier predictions for a big hunt in southern Missouri. Scientists had said a poor acorn crop was forcing deer to concentrate in places where acorns were plentiful. 8 of the 10 highest-performing counties were south of the Missouri River, led by Howell County, with 4,037 deer bagged. Texas and Benton counties were next. Firearm season began November 10th and ended yesterday. The department says does accounted for roughly 44% of all deer bagged. The number of antlered bucks taken was up by more than 6%. A new report shows the nation's worst drought in decades is getting worse again, ending an encouraging 5-week run of improving conditions. The weekly U.S. Drought Monitor report shows that 60.1% of the continental U.S. was in some form of drought as of yesterday. That's up from 58.8% the previous week. The portion of the lower 48 states in extreme or exceptional drought, the two worst classifications, also rose to 19.04% from last week's 18.3%. For KBIA News, I'm Ryan Famuliner.